forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
Hey.
It's Kat
and Pat.
And this is Seek Treatment.
A podcast.
About boy sex, fucking, dating, and love.
Seek treatment.
If you're boring as fuck,
seek.
If you're unlucky in love. And you just can't take it. That's nice backup. Yeah.
This is very doing, Fergie National
Anthem.
When we were
upstate, we were trying to make up a song, and Pat was doing, remember you're doing backup vocals?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, I was trying to make up a song that goes, everything ends. I just want stuff to start. Everything ends.
Don't
end. Like, no, I'm in November. Wait, it was no ending, no. I was like, never end, no.
It was like, never end, no. Never end, no.
Never end, no. And so you must try it. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Everything ends. I just want stuff to stay.
Never end, no.
So it's kind of like that. We're back in the studio with GeoSiv. Like,
anyway, as I was saying.
I hate fucking stupid.
Wait, never oh end, my no, God. Way, the, no. The meeting I was supposed to go to after this just got canceled, and I'm so happy.
That's
what's your day? What's your du jour?
What are your day to day?
By that I mean day job.
Well, this wasn't for my day job. This was for an entertainment relating meeting. But thank
I
you.
know, but that's separate from any of that.
Yeah, what's my day job.
Do you have a du jour?
Yes, and in fact, it is.
Is it delivery?
It is like it is, and I do work at du jour, and it's not delivery.
Okay, this is an amazing indie film.
I'm a researcher at a journalism.
Oh, my
research
God.
Institute.
No wonder you can't fuck stupid people.
Yeah.
You're a researcher, for Christ's sake.
You wouldn't be right.
In fact, that's how I met Nomi. I moderated a panel she was on.
So she's the best in the world.
Yeah,
she's incredible.
So she set you up. You're also like, lately your Twitter is one of the only ones I care about.
Thank you so much.
GeoSiv.
Currently taking a Twitter break.
Oh, are you? Because you got in trouble?
For 2 weeks. No. Just literally, it was ruining my life.
Okay. Remember,
but thank you for saying that I'm good at it. Well, I will go back now.
Well, GeoSiv had a really crazy tweet that destroyed the community.
Oh, that's right. I did.
So what were you talking about?
I truly, and Pat knows this.
Yeah.
Well, tell us the tweet.
I do want to say one thing about
that
tweet.
Tell my listeners the tweet.
Okay, the tweet was like something along the lines of like, there's a young gay destabilizing the comedy community.
And I was like, I know who it is.
So
I keep hearing about one of them.
But literally, the reason why it got... you know, retweeted so much was because everyone in our...
George, you can say it viral.
Yeah.
George, but don't be scared.
So, go.
But because everyone in our thread, half jokingly, like, was like, who is George talking about?
Yeah.
Even though we had already discussed it.
No, but I didn't know who... I really didn't know who you were talking about.
But then we...
Oh, on Twitter. Like,
yeah.
Public facing.
Yes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We had already had that conversation. We were all like, LOL, whatever. And then you, Matt, Joel, everyone started, like, tweeted it and was like, I need to know who this is. Joel was like, I'm on three group threads about this.
I was like, okay.
Yours was funny.
Mine was, raise your hand if you ever felt personally destabilized by Regina George Severus.
That's funny. Okay, so the backstory is that, so I understand how you can interpret that as me dragging some, or as me being like, this person is toxic. But truly, and I said this to all of you guys, truly all it was is my friend Cassie and I were having a conversation about this guy that we think is like super sweet and super cute. And then one of us said something along the lines of like, Cassie was like, he's like ethereal, which is like such a crazy thing to say about someone. So I was like, oh my God, he's like destabilizing us.
Yeah.
And so then I tweeted that truly as like, not even about him specifically, just like about the idea that there's always someone young.
There is always like, a new 24-year-old.
But not in the sense, because there are other people who are actually like annoying that we don't like. But that's not what this was. It was truly just like, isn't it funny that this person.
But we wanted on record that there are people we don't like.
There are.
And this person isn't
And that's
one of them.
What's, it's like. So I texted him and I was like, you know, FYI, thinking he would find it funny. I was like, isn't it funny that this is about... He wasn't offended, but I think he didn't fully get that it was a silly and a joke. And I think, like, And this is also me being, like, paranoid about this stuff, but I was so worried for, like, over a month.
I remember feeling bad eventually because you were really
worried.
I know.
And I texted Matt personally. I was like, Matt, I feel terrible. I was, like, on the verge of tears.
Oh, my God, yeah. I remember calling off my dogs because I was like, George feels bad.
No, I mean, it's fine. I mean, ultimately, it's like, what did I expect in retrospect? But it's funny when you think something isn't good fun, and then there are people that are like, who's this guy that everyone hates? Like, yeah. Does anyone have the tea?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck
people
off.
Were being like that.
Yeah, people
now
were being
I see.
Weird.
Now I'm
and wait, I have a question. You only answer this if you feel safe.
Yeah.
How old are you?
28.
Cool.
Meandered
that's what most
same.
People are.
Meandered.
That's actually
well,
what most
it's
people are.
Either 28 or 32 are the two ages.
Well, I'm 31.
That's so true.
Well, but soon you will be 32.
Don't say that to me. You have no idea what
sign?
My future holds.
I'm a
George,
cancer.
Are you a future fortune teller?
Because
you have no idea what's going to happen to me next, okay? So don't say I'm going to be 32.
I get the sense that you will turn 32.
Well, maybe I better be paying for you to read my tarot, bitch. Because
yeah.
You must be a psychic.
Tarot.
You will get a Venmo request.
That sounds very dramatic. I don't even know that.
What was I going to say? Most people are 28. It used to be that most people were 27 and then they all turned 28.
And that is a good point.
And you moved here after you did JFL.
Yeah.
I remember that because you were friends with someone. How did we meet, George?
We met. Wait, actually, okay. When we met, I thought you didn't like me.
Wait, why?
Isn't that crazy?
It's not true.
What did you think when we met?
When was it?
I was
truly, probably just stressed.
Oh, you know
something.
What? We might have. Did we meet through Drew?
That yeah.
Yeah.
So when was that?
No, here's what happened.
I
ran into you at that Crown Heights coffee shop that we both used to work.
Yes,
at.
I was excited to see you.
Of course, and I now know that. But I have a distinct memory of me saying something so stupid that I was like, oh my God, she thinks I'm fucking insane.
What did
and
you
do you
say?
Want to know what it was?
Yes, I can't wait.
It's truly nothing.
Oh, this will be rich.
This is going to be rich.
So we were...
Rice pudding?
You were like...
Cheesecake?
You know, working on your laptop.
That's me.
I was like, what do you have to for the rest of the day? And you were like, I have to go to Henry's because we're writing a new, writing new music. And then you were like, but he lives in Harlem, which is so annoying, but, you know, got a collab. So then I go in like a weird voice as though I'm doing a bit. I go, collab or die.
That's funny, George.
It literally makes no sense.
No, because they got a collab or die.
We did not know each other. It was like the second time we were having a conversation.
Oh, I think that's funny.
I would never have thought anything weird about that.
And
that's
then
so
you,
if I said collab
in my memory of it, you then like rolled your eyes and kept typing.
Oh,
no, I would never do that.
I know.
Literally, if
collab or die is our new catchphrase. Collab or die.
If I was in a conversation with a new person.
I'm sure I was like, I know.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, exactly. And
collab
that is exactly.
If I said collab or die in a conversation, I'd literally walk away being like, okay, I fucking killed it.
I just literally remember then going to my own table and being like, what the fuck are you doing? And your drawer is like, collab or die.
That's so funny.
What did you think when we first met? You didn't care about me.
No, I did. In fact, I was a fan of yours like
okay.
Before we met.
Not a fan.
Do you remember how I went to your, I paid American dollars to go to your duplex show.
Oh, really?
Without
yes.
Having been friends with you.
Oh my God.
That's how I became friends with Pat too. I paid to go to her show.
And in fact, that's where that night was when I met both Cole for the first time.
Oh my God.
And David Goldberg.
Oh yes. Aww. I remember that specific night.
What a night.
I remember that.
It was a great night. And in fact, maybe you hosted Catherine?
I think that Catherine might have hosted.
What was I wearing?
Glitter. And it was you and Sydney Wash.
It was. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Don't be mad, but I am going to pee, but keep talking.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I've been really hydrating because of my sickness. I think I have a cold.
Wait. So tell me about this new feller.
Well, I
because you haven't been talking about it in the group.
I did yesterday.
I go in and out of the group.
Oh, yeah.
But I sometimes read it, and I usually read it, and I haven't heard you talking about it.
Well, it isn't. First, I don't want to oversell it. It's been like we've been on a few dates. I really like him. Unless I'm delusional, I think the feeling is mutual. But it's like early stages.
Yeah.
And I am mortified. I'm mortified that I'm even talking about it.
No.
On a
do you
podcast.
Think he listens?
He might. Okay, actually, so the other day I sent him the photo that you sent the thread of Hillary and Huma on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, just got this photo from my friend who's on a plane with Hillary, like one of my many investigators on the ground. And so then he replied, is that from Pat Regan?
Oh my God.
Because I guess you had tweeted about
it. To that young man, thank you so much for supporting my art and my work. I really appreciate it. I could never do what I do without you and people like you. So thank you so much for following, for subscribing, for listening, and for supporting. I cannot say
I leave.
Yeah, you leave and I get cut for time.
Anyway, but yeah, so it is.
What have they been, like, dinners?
Let's see. They've been like, yeah, drinks, dinners, movies, like daytime hangs.
What movie?
Okay, so
that's actually important.
First movie we saw together was we went to Metrograph and saw Eyes Wide Shut.
Okay.
Which was my idea.
That's fun.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's so good. I'd seen it before, but like I had forgotten how good it was.
When Catherine gets back, we have to talk about how we all read Prozac Nation together as a family.
I know.
Because you read it too, right? And because she mentions it in that, doesn't she?
So I had read Prozac Nation many, many years ago. And the reason I sent Catherine that photo of me holding it is because I've been meaning to reread it, but I have not recently read it.
Okay, so you made it seem like you did.
I know. But it was like
next... booked you, that was a huge part of why.
No, it was like next to...
I'm only like 50 pages in still.
Oh.
Well, I was just saying I read it a while ago. I remember it was one of the books that my mom had. She had that and she had the other book, Bitch, by Elizabeth Wurtzel, and both of them just looked so scandalous. Like, well, one's literally called Bitch, but then Prozac Nation, she just like looks so cool in the cover.
Yeah.
Someone told me Bitch is better.
Really? Someone told me her best book is the one about addiction, which is called, like...
Maybe that's what it was.
Now...
Was she an addict?
Yeah.
Because she uses so much of that language in the book, I was wondering.
It's called, like...
Look at this person I follow on Instagram, straight.
I don't like that.
Why do I like...
I definitely don't like
why
that.
Why do I
Let
like
me see
that?
It closer.
What do you like, George?
Yeah, I don't like...
How is this person straight?
That person's straight, but I was in a gay web. I was in one episode of a gay web series with them.
The caption's about Harry Potter, and it's them naked.
You want to know what happened with me and him? I was in one series of. I was in one episode of a gay web series with him. Absolutely slaughtered the role, and they were going to.
Hey, congrats!
They were making another episode. I ended up not continuing acting in that series, but they were like, "We want to give your character a love interest. Is there anyone you want to play it that you will make out with on camera?" And I was like, "I'm not gonna." Literally
that's
have
awful,
you book
yeah.
a certain person
that's
for me to
so
make out with them on camera. And then I watched the next episode and his character and he is straight. I was making out with the guy and like really sexually and I was like, oh God, I should have said I wanted to make out with him. But why do I like that?
I don't know, Pat.
What is your type?
I would say like I mean, if history is any indicator, I would say my type is like Jewish hipster.
Mm-hmm.
But I've
I like Jewish guys.
We
haven't said that in a while.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay to say.
Now I'm dating a fully Jewish guy.
Oh my God.
You are?
Absolutely.
Wait, so it was Jewish?
I did not know he was Jewish.
So
well,
odd.
Now you know,
wait,
George.
It's not who I think. It's the guy you've been dating for a while.
It's the guy you met outside the hotel.
Yes.
And you told me I'd upgraded.
Oh my God. You rude little bitch.
I liked it.
What
yeah,
did,
I mean, he's very cute. And also just such a sweet guy.
I know.
Now,
don't fuck with me.
It
listening.
Used to be Jewish hipsters, but
it's so
now...
scary to love someone.
No, it's still, as I'm just saying,
no
like, that, I don't want
to...
I just mean, like, that's not the only thing I like. But yes, like, if you look at my dating history, that is what it
nothing,
is.
Nothing, it's like, nothing is ever the only thing someone likes. That's like what you just said. It's like, how can you have, like, good and bad? It's like, everyone can get turned on by different things.
Totally.
Yeah. Whoa, that was the longest pause that's ever been on this podcast.
Yeah, seriously.
Totally.
Totally. So why did you act like I was crazy? I'm just kidding.
You guys are holding hands.
Now, wait, so you've been on a couple of dates. What do you want? Are you looking for another long term because you got burned in the past? You did.
Well, okay,
my friend
so,
got
no,
burned in the
past.
My, my friend George got burned in the past.
So here's the thing. So my ex and I were together for 6 years. I moved out. September of 2018.
Do people tell you you have the most hauntingly beautiful eyes?
Do I?
They're like this gray blue. People tell
Thank
you about
you.
That?
Now, wait.
It's been mentioned.
Yeah, okay.
After what happened with your ex,
yeah.
You guys, you kind of like were like, no, I'm going to still try.
So, I'm trying to figure out like how much I
want.
I mean,
at any point,
no,
you
no,
can
no,
be
no,
like,
it's totally
I want to not do this.
All I will say is that it was like a breach of trust.
Yeah.
That
you
was
don't
very
have to get
unexpected.
Into it at all. But I just
no,
mean,
no,
like,
it's fine. I literally, as I was saying, I told the entire story at Mary Beth's show last night, Drag His Ass.
Mm.
Plug.
Where is that show?
Chelsea Music Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. But so we got, so then I would say for like a month we were trying to figure out how we were going to move forward. And it also opened up a can of worms of like, this thing happened. It didn't happen out of nowhere. He's not a bad person, but like it was a sign of like the fact that this relationship had been on the rocks for a while. And I think this happens a lot. I think there were two things. A, that we had been kind of like long distance for 2 years and like putting things on hold because it's like when we saw each other, we wanted to have a good time. So we were not having those like serious conversations. And then going from that to living together, I think it's very common that people like start living together and like immediately break up basically because it's like, you know, whatever. So yeah, there was like a month of us trying to figure it out. Then we like officially decided we were going to break up. And then there were like, yeah, it was like maybe 3.5 months that we were still living together. And like I said, it was like actually not bad. Like it, because I always, you know, I still loved him. And like we were, it was essentially just like having a very intimate roommate. We were still having sex.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Oh, you didn't include that.
Yeah.
Were you seeing the other people yet?
So here's the thing. After I moved out, we continued to have sex.
Oh my God.
For almost a year.
So sex was good with him.
Yeah.
Is sex incredible with him?
It was not that. It was more, first of all, it was better after we broke up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that makes sense.
Like, truly, I was like, oh.
Who are
this
you?
Is good.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah.
And there was also just like, I think, yeah, we were taking each other for granted a little bit. And after we broke up, we just like remembered why we liked each other in the first place. And kept doing this thing where we would like see each other, have like a really, really emotional night. Like one of us would cry.
God,
then we would like wake up and be like, okay, let's like get breakfast. And then we're gonna like, and then this is the last time we're doing this. And then truly it would be like, it wasn't constant. It would be like 2 months and then it would happen again.
Yeah.
But then because it had been 2 months, it would be like even more intense. And it was just like very, very toxic. And I would say finally it ended like last spring, really. And then that's kind of now recent. Over the summer was when I really like made the decision to kind of stop really being in touch with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's fresh.
Anyway, but so like since we have broken up, I haven't really been dating a lot.
Yeah.
Like I've only recently started feeling fully ready to date.
Yay. Are you, what's your relationship with the applications? The apps?
Oh, at right now, none.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like app. I never.
Well, yeah.
And I have to, it's hard to like say that without being like, it's not like I think I'm better than that. It's not like, oh, I'm not like other gay. Like that is absolutely not how I feel. I just like do not enjoy that kind of communication.
Me too.
It makes me stressed. It doesn't make me feel good. I never feel in control. I always feel like I'm the one that's like waiting for someone to tell me what to do.
They're designed so everyone feels that way somehow. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, but then people have fun on them and like and enjoy.
People do have fun on them. I'll never be the girl who has fun on the apps.
Yeah.
But anyways, what was I going to say? Who are you? Who are you? Who do you want to be?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I feel like we got into the who are you, and now it's kind of like,
now it's kind of like, who even are you?
Yeah.
Look us in the eye and tell us who you are.
Who am I? I mean, I am. It does feel good in terms of boys and stuff to be in a place for the first time in a while where I'm like enjoying dating. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying meeting people. I truly like, I would say, especially since spring, summer, I'm completely divorced from like my past relationship. And I genuinely feel like I am like have moved on. I'm living alone.
Ooh, that's incredible, George. Yeah,
I live in Park Slope.
That's incredible, George.
Thank you.
I want to live alone.
You can. You will.
It's a mixed bag. I live in like a tiny, tiny space.
It gets lonely.
It's also like, it's truly like a studio that's like a glorified dorm room. So it's just like, it's so small that, you know, it's like I'll be cutting an onion to cook something and then I'll find like a piece of onion on my bed because it's like next.
Mine's just too small to cook in. It's like there's nowhere to cook.
Okay.
I don't cook and I like cooking.
I do too. I have truly like stopped cooking.
Yeah,
since
there's no counter.
There's no counter. It also is so expensive. I then end up eating out all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh God, we shouldn't have got him started on that.
He's crying. But who are you? You live alone, you're thriving, you're standing up.
You have a new thing that might be fun
loving.
That's very new, that's very touch and go. You're a great stand-up comedian.
Thank you.
One time when I did my Duplex show, the guy at the Duplex was like, we just had George Zavaris here. He was absolutely unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, whenever you do Club Coming, it's an absolute
But story. I was Aww. Literally like, but I was actually mad because I had just done my Duplex show. I was like, why would you be telling me this right now?
Oh, at the Duplex, yeah, Julia Clare and I did half hours there.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you did. And I guess the guy loved it. And then told
they
me
did. They, he did felt love that, it. He felt I remember. Did, I, he talked to
he
me
He felt
afterwards.
That he should tell me that the second I got off stage. I was like, I don't care about that person. No, I'm joking.
Wow, this really affected you, Pat.
Collab or die.
Collab or die.
Oh my God, I love collab or die.
Collab or die. Collab or,
that's the episode name.
Oh my God, yeah, probably collab
is.
Or die.
No offense, it probably is.
No offense. Yeah, no, and then,
yes, I'm a stand-up comedian, which I guess I should have opened with. Can you tell from my hilarious storytelling?
You are. You're being too paranoid that this is boring. That's not.
No, I always, yeah.
Everyone does that.
I know.
We literally think it's bad every single time we
yeah.
do it. And sometimes it is.
And yeah. that's okay.
And that's a cur. Wait, but what's your dream?
That's a good question. I mean, it's weird because Madison like
Square
I was
Garden.
Recently
Madison Square.
I was recently
Garden.
Like,
Madison Square.
Okay, Madison Square. Our fourth daughter's name, Madison Square Cohen Regan.
Madison Square Cohen Regan. That's our fifth daughter's name. You keep forgetting
okay,
about
okay,
Cal
here,
F.
Here are our daughters. I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. Number one is December June.
Number two is
Agatha
Christie Cohen Regan.
Number three is.
You just named them all.
I know.
The number four is Kel
Kel
F. Ma.
Number five is Madison Square.
Madison Square.
But wait, the one we just thought of.
Meadows.
Thank you. Thank you, Tracy.
From Soprano.
One time I was, a friend and I were brainstorming.
Meadows from Soprano.
Meadows Soprano Cohen Regan.
we were trying to think of like the worst possible baby name and we landed on intersectionality.
No.
Oh my God. That's like a Gen Z stripper. Like, that's a Gen Z stripper.
Yeah.
Severus.
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 Which is not my real last name.
Severus.
Wait, what?
Yeah. What this has it? Been discussed on the thread. Maybe it was when you were taking a break.
What's your last name?
It's like a longer version of it. It's Severiotis.
That's chic.
Yeah, thank you.
George Severiotis.
Uh-huh. Wait, how am
but
I?
You're, you don't...
And my legal first name is Georgios.
Wait, you should go by that name.
I should not.
You don't like it?
I hate it.
Oh, interesting.
Because I...
Why?
Because I...
Wait, George you don't like?
I mean, George, I don't love. It's
I
like
love
an old
George.
Man name.
No, but that's why it's chic.
Yeah.
It's like unexpected.
I think that's true.
And
it's like
not
how Greta Gerwig named her son Harold.
Oh, so chic.
What should I name my son, actually?
We never talk about that.
I know. Oh, wait, my gosh. Harry is a fun... I know Angelo has, like, a
Madison
nephew
Square.
Who's, like, a really cute kid named Harry. When a cute toddler...
Do you know what's
Harry.
A cute, like, boy name? Oliver.
Yeah.
I actually hate that.
Really?
Yeah, I know someone who just named their kid Oliver.
And he actually hates it.
I actually hate it. Well, because then everyone's going with Ollie, and it's like...
No, you're right.
What do I
also,
Harry?
It's
I was saying Angelo has like a nephew named Harry. It's
I don't
like two,
Harry. Sorry,
but
I like Harry.
A really cute 2-year-old named Harry is divine.
That's true. That's
I like
true.
Harry.
I like something like I don't know. George
Declan.
I like George. I would name my kid George.
Okay,
George. I like.
I love that.
I hate Declan.
It reads,
I'm kidding. I hate it too. Yeah. But the guy named Declan made me squirt.
My mom was going to name one of my brothers Liam and I cried.
I love the name Liam.
I love the name
I
Liam.
I cried because I hated it so much. I'm probably going to name my kid Owen at some point.
I like, well.
That's my middle name. So
I know
careful.
It's your middle name.
I love that name.
I fucking know.
I think Owen's hot.
It is. It's a hot name.
Oh.
And but do you know what? It's almost
I'll be
like.
Come here. Oh, time to go to school.
The thing with Owen though is that it's such a hot name that it's like. Enough.
I know.
Like, we've already done. We've already been through the Owen moment.
But have we?
I think we have.
I slept with someone named Owen twice.
Oh, really?
Owen is hot and, like, that's like a
seed. Maybe just once. I don't remember.
Probably twice.
Probably twice because I'm a little slut. You can't get enough.
Owen is the name of, like, a character Jesse McCartney plays in, like, a WB show in 2002.
Yeah, it's
a beautiful dude. It's so beautiful.
You know what I really respect about Riverdale?
What? You're both on your phones.
I'm holding my phone. I'm not on my phone.
George, don't turn my listeners against us.
Yeah, it's like George.
They're my listeners and Pat's fans.
I was just holding my phone. So the person who says that Catherine keeps the boat afloat, that person hates me.
Wait, who said that? Oh, the guy that said he feels bad for you?
What's it about? What's
the talking
about?
Do you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, the guy who's scared for my soul.
He's fighting for his soul.
That guy sucks.
Yeah, but I always feel like I drink so much coffee and then it's always like completely full.
I know, that's That's so my experience.
Do you want some?
I'm nice that I have the same experience.
Do you want some coffee?
I would love some.
Oh, finish it.
Oh my gosh.
I've been picking at this like I'm
Wait,
crazed.
We're so sorry. No, do you want a Red Bull?
That's so
No, I already had
Oh, right.
Coffee my, this
he already
morning.
Had his morning Red Bull.
I had my morning coffee and I made a delicious breakfast sandwich.
Wait, what'd you make?
To make a breakfast sandwich.
I mean, after it was just like egg, cheese, and avocado.
Yeah,
and
that's delicious.
And
what kind of bread?
Just like whole wheat.
Regular.
Whole wheat. Sliced. What's it called? Sourdough.
I'm so impressed that you like made a breakfast sandwich before you came here.
Yeah. Do you,
the thing about me is that doing dishes is horrible.
I know. How do people do it?
It's hell.
Also, how do people cook without getting literally everything dirty?
I have two forks in my sink that have been there
I'm
for
like,
6 months.
But you know what I'm going to use 16 spoons to make pasta with red sauce.
Do you know what I'm going to be, though? What? Do you remember in like 1998 when literally like people realized about having a TV in your kitchen could be incredible? And so everyone had the same kind of like small like boxy TV.
Yeah.
And they would do, I'm going to have that boxy 1998 TV in my kitchen, wash dishes, watch that with a clicker.
With a but you can't
but
hear
here's
it,
the thing, you can't hear it.
Yeah. No, I would blast it. I would blast it. But wait, do you guys call it clicker or
George,
remote?
George, he's going to blast it.
Remote.
Oh, he's going to blast
it. You know what we called
it?
What?
Growing up, tuner.
Ew, you're gross. Your whole family's gross.
My mom calls it the tuner.
Ew.
I think now we say remote. Like we kind of like got shamed into saying
I'll
remote.
Never forget because when we used
clicker
to play...
Clicker is... Fuck off.
When we used to play... Nintendo, we would be like me and my brothers. Whoever was the youngest brother, my brother Jack is the youngest brother, and so he would want to play, but he was like too young to know how. So we would give him, we had this puppet, like a ladybug puppet that you could put your hand in and like be a ladybug, and your hand would be in the puppet. And we gave it to him, and we told him it was the ladybug controller, and he thought he could control like what was going on. And he thought he was playing.
I actually did not understand that story.
Me neither. George and I both completely checked out.
Did not. I don't know
we
anything.
You're
about.
You guys suck.
Yeah, we actually suck.
As a guest and a friend, you guys suck.
Okay, but wait. Uh-huh. Do you feel hot today?
Whoa, are we already there?
Oh my god. Wait, no, maybe we are, but we could keep going for a second.
Did you when know? Do you have to go?
Not till 12. Oh my god, not till 12:40, but it's 12:30.
Oh shit, it's only 12:30.
I'm
I
so
know,
sorry.
Time flies when you're with your friends.
Thank god. Do you for know that every other episode seems 18 hours long? This is the only hour episode.
Until Geo Civ.
Wait, so
what are you doing today?
What is your dream? What is your dream?
Oh wait, and what are you doing today?
What am I doing today?
if you could tackle both those cues.
I'm working on something with Sam Taggart.
Oh, nice.
Yo, you guys are, can I say what you guys are doing?
Collab or die.
Let's, no, I'm building buzz. Don't say what it is.
Okay, because I know what it is, right?
Yeah, you know what it is.
Well, I know what it is.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Where are you guys going to work? Where are you guys going to collab?
No, I think we're literally just going to like have a quick conversation and then go our own ways and like do the things we need to do.
Heaven on earth when that happens. When you do that.
And then I'm seeing that guy after that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, are you so excited? Isn't it fun when you're about to see?
It is fun. It is mortifying that I'm talking about
but
it.
But can I ask?
No, it
well,
isn't.
We'll get ready
you
to
should be so lucky.
Get ready to be mortified.
Yeah.
Are you in a place where you guys have like sucked dicks? Like, what's going on? Okay, cool.
Yeah, we have.
And
yeah,
has
bro.
The conversation
yeah, bro,
happened?
Sucked dicks,
like,
bro.
Has the conversation happened?
About my
of, like,
ass?
Of Or of like, I want to fuck. Has that conversation happened?
Wait, of I want to fuck?
Yeah, like I want to like physically fuck, penetrate.
Fuck you, fuck.
Yeah, well,
you already know.
I've been. That's like.
Also,
okay,
are you
so
an anal person? Because some people
just,
aren't.
No, I am an anal person. But back to the doctor that told me I'm clinically tight.
Yeah.
The thing with all of that is that like, I'm not. The issues that I've been having are like livable if I wasn't trying to have anal sex. Like,
yeah.
And so I'm trying to like what I wanted to say yesterday was like I was like. I'm just like, let's cut the, like, what I need to know is when.
Can I bottom? Yeah.
But, like, you can't, because she's just like, are you, like, in a lot of pain? I'm like, no, I'm not in a lot of pain. I'm just uncomfortable. But, like, I need to know when this will be over for this specific reason.
That's the little things about being gay that's hard.
Yeah, it's, like, really difficult. And so, to answer your question, like, it's, that has been something that has been causing me a lot of anxiety, weirdly, because, like, I don't want my, our first conversation about sex to be me, like, going
bottom.
In detail about how my ass is too tight.
Have you been able
to
glean?
That to be embarrassing.
Have you been
like,
able to glean through the energy of the other hookups what he might like in terms of position?
The hookups have been very good. Like
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
okay, you guys are fighting.
Sometimes you
glean. He's a top.
Okay. Oh, he's a top. Okay, so that's where we're going with that.
And so right.
Okay,
so
I understand.
Yeah. So now what?
So I've been like, it's just been this thing where I've been trying to be as coy as possible. Of like I don't feel well, like I can't do it tonight, whatever. But it is getting to the point where I think like if this is going to be something that takes months, then I'm going to have that conversation, which is just like,
Is he asking for it, kind of?
No, he has been so respectful of any boundary I set. There's no, like, why can't we? Like, it,
yeah. I kind of want him to be asking for it, though.
What are you getting at?
What the fuck do you want to say?
Why are you coming for me tonight?
I'm really not. I just, like, I'm sad that, like, I have to do stuff after this.
I know, me too, obviously.
It has nothing to do with you.
I'm going somewhere where lunch is going to be served, though.
Oh, I like that. I wish I had a George Siveris handmade
I know.
Breakfast
you could have made them for all of us if you felt like it.
Did you charge extra for... Hey. You charge extra for guac? Fuck, you're laughing so hard. You're dying. Don't die.
Wait,
oh,
George, do you like me?
What?
Does George like me?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He loves you.
I love you, Pat.
Oh, good. Okay,
I literally...
We all love each other here. That's why it's fun.
We do, but also, like, I distinctly, like, was a fan of yours before we were friends.
Stop. Do you like me?
Why is he doing this? I love you.
Oh, okay. You like me?
I love you.
Okay. But wait.
Wait, so what's
your
dream?
You feel hot today?
My dream.
And what are you doing today?
I don't know. I just love... I mean, I am, like... Stand-up is what I love more than anything else.
Yeah.
Like, I do, I enjoyed, like, I was just in LA doing, like, working with Matt and Dave on their show.
How
and
was
I,
that?
It was really fun. And I really enjoyed, like, being in a writer's room, and I love that, and I would love to do that long-term as well. But, like, there's just nothing I love more than stand-up. And, like, if there was a way in which I could, like,
do that
and make money,
yeah.
As
you
insane
will.
As that sounds, then I would love to do that. But I also do love... structure, like the structure of being in a writer's mm-hmm. room was so enjoyable. I was so happy for, like, I mean, there were other issues I had with LA as like a place to live, mm-hmm. but like just going in there every day, being like creative in a collaborative environment, like working with my friends, I was just like, it was so sad when it was over after, because mm-hmm. it was such a short time. And then I just like immediately came back to my normal life in New York. So like, you know, that's, I want to write and I want to perform.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, I want to make my own stuff. And I think I want to do more stuff for the stage. Like, I'm working on a solo show. I'm working on a play. And I...
Oh, wow.
So...
More plays. I want more plays.
Do you know what I really like? This trend of, like, people we know do... Like Marsha doing her musicals. And, like, people mm-hmm. we know doing kind of very, like... you know, DIY theater stuff. That's not just solo shows. Anyway, that's all.
Yeah, that's cool. Should I do that?
Pat and I are like, what's that? What's not a solo show?
And do you feel hot today?
I feel okay. Yeah, I feel like a 7 out of 10. If 10 is the hottest I could feel.
Where are you going on your date?
We don't know yet.
Dinner, yeah. But it's gonna be dinner.
It'll be dinner.
Is he Brooklyn based?
Yeah.
Hot. Where do you live again?
Park Slope.
And he went to Stanford. Do you guys usually hang out his or yours?
His. Well, that's the thing. He has like a...
You're like so obsessed with this.
He has like a really, really nice apartment.
Oh,
he's,
my God.
He's...
Because he's a civil engineer.
How wealthy is he?
Oh, my God.
That's your old joke. What is his?
He's a journalist.
Is he wealthy?
A wealthy journalist.
Is he healthy, wealthy, and wise? Early to rise?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what his financial situation is, but he does have a very nice apartment.
Oh, well, then he must be rich.
He's also...
Huh, that's a good point.
Slightly older than me, so he just...
Oh, Daddy. This is heaven on earth, a top slightly older than you.
Daddy stuff.
Journalist, amazing apartment. Okay.
Daddy
He's a daddy
It's absy-dabsy. He's
absy-dabsy a daddy stuff.
Absy-dabsy daddy stuff.
What was it?
Starbucks daddy stuff. Hilarious. God, I'm smart.
Do you guys feel hot?
Yes, against all odds. I'm wearing a mom Blockbuster outfit.
What does your shirt say?
No one knows. I slept in it. There's food on it. And that's why it's like, I'm rugged. My hair looks amazing.
I feel hot.
Wait, do you think we're bringing back, I'm looking at what you're wearing,
mm-hmm.
a short sleeve t-shirt over a long sleeve shirt? What do you think?
Yeah, I like it.
Why do you have to go make things so complicated?
Okay, wait.
I say the way you're acting like somebody else makes me frustrated. Life's like this, you, and you crawl, and you fall, and you break, and you take what you get, and you turn it into, honestly, and probably you're only going to find you're faking. Nay, nay, nay.
Okay.
Wow, cool.
That was because
we're being told to wrap it up.
Okay, that's because you said the thing about layered shirts. And that's Afro to me.
Co-op.
Oh, what the fuck?
Hey, Pat, you're freaky weirdy.
Pat, this is like the ladybug story all over
again.
Oh my God, you guys are being bullies towards me.
Pat, you're freaking weird.
I feel hot because I like this hoodie.
Yeah, that hoodie looks great on you.
You look right.
Pat, you've been looking very good lately.
No, I haven't. Oh my God, oh my God. I've actually had a really rough fall in terms of looking good, and now I'm putting effort in again.
Wait, just very quickly, I know we're wrapping up. You know, I've told both of you this. The reason now I'm listening again to the pod, but the reason I stopped listening to the pod is because Pat and I have the same exact insecurities, and it was literally triggering.
Really?
I know, I do worry
about
that.
We literally both. But it's.
I don't want to alienate people. I don't want to trigger
you're
people.
Not, but you're not alienating. In fact, it was too relatable. And yeah. Because I literally.
Comedian
my biggest,
fails cause he's
my biggest
relatable.
Insecurity is my hips. And you talk. I was like, I can't.
Yeah. I know. I worry about that because I don't want to make people feel bad. I just have to speak my truth about what I'm insecure about, or else why I have a podcast, ultimately.
Right. You might as well just
end it all.
I might as well just end it all.
Look amazing in this photo. Okay.
Do you have a crush of the week, Georgina?
Yes. My crush of the week is Peter Smith.
I haven't seen Peter in so long. I miss them.
I just did their show, but the reason they're my crush is because I just binged all of Shrill season 2.
Are they in more than that one scene?
No, just that one scene.
That scene is incredible.
It made me cry.
That scene is incredible.
You've seen it?
I will say, and I told Sudi this, the second season is better than the first season.
Okay.
Not that the first season was bad, but I just, it really like, I really think it was very good and it grew. What's the phrase? Grew in on its in itself.
I'm gonna say something
into itself.
I'm gonna say something that no one's gonna like. I started watching the pilot of Ballers yesterday.
Oh no!
Seek treatment to myself.
I'm catching up on Riverdale right now, so my crush is obviously the cast and crew of Riverdale
and the crew. Yeah,
my crush is the green.
We have the best crew in the biz.
All their crew is like 19.
My crush of the week is the green sauce at Jack's by Frida.
Oh yeah,
that
okay.
I'm like
we all need to truly suicide.
I literally have been like slurping it with a straw in my house.
Okay.
Are you mad at me?
Absolutely not. Love you to death. Love you to pieces. Even George, are you mad at me?
Absolutely not.
Are
collab
you
or die.
Sure?
Collab or die. George, are you mad at me?
Nope.
Even though I was rude, do you have to say collab or die?
No. It was again. It comes from within. It's like my own insecurities.
Just because I punched you in the face at Brooklyn, that coffee shop.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. You ask us.
Oh, are you? Either of you mad at me?
Could never be mad. You're Geo Civ. You'll make a breakfast sandwich. You're Geo Civ. You'll do what you want. You're holy.
Sometimes I'm a little scared.
Of me?
No, that you don't like me.
I fear you because you're
you
so
think sweet. I think you're dumb?
Sometimes.
Because you're, no, here's the deal. You're such an intellectual, smart. And Pat, even though you're a genius, you identify as stupid.
Yeah.
And that's maybe where the tension is.
But no, but I'm not mad at all. I'm glad you like me.
That's so fascinating to me.
Well, that's how my brain works.
Uncomfortable joke. I'm glad you like
it. I was telling Angelo, I was like, one time when you texted me about something, you never know. I feel like with so many of the friendships we all have in our lives in this community,
being
you don't know how close you are with someone because so many interactions are like at shows or like online or like in group situations with other people. And sometimes I'm like, wait, is this someone I am friends with?
I know. I feel close to you.
Good. I feel close to you too.
We're not mad at each other, it seems.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's been our amazing episode.com. Thank you for tuning into our podcast.
Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.